Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Monday, I know it. Let's go. Come on, y'all. Get up. I'm ready. Good morning, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you'd like to call in, give your opinion on today's subject, I would appreciate it. Hey, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And today's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, here's a special announcement from my sponsor, which says, October the 15th is the deadline for filing your taxes. Okay, a lot of you guys say, just like me, I said, I thought April the 15th was your deadline for filing your taxes. Well, April the 15th is your deadline for filing taxes, but if you filed an extension for April the 15th because you weren't ready April the 15th, then October the 15th is your deadline for your extension. I hope I got that right. If you guys did file an extension, from the early in the year for the April 15th deadline, now is the time to get your taxes done and completed before midnight, October the 15th. Okay, so that's our announcement from our sponsor. And again, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. I have a great show for you this morning. We have overcast today in Atlanta, and we're getting a little rain here and there, not any significant rain. We need some rain, but we're just getting a few sprinkles here and there in different places. Nothing significant. So we need some rain. We'll take anything we get, but right now it's just kind of overcast and drizzling. All right. So again, it's Monday. I know it's always tough on Monday when you come off a pretty nice weekend. So, but remember, tomorrow will be a better day. Look forward to that. Okay. So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys, please call me and comment on today's episode. Or hey, I don't mind you just listening. And today's episode is entitled, Why Do Men and Women Resort to Domestic Violence? And the reason I say men and women is because, you know, a lot of people think that when you hear domestic violence, it's a man, you know, having some kind of physical altercation against a woman. It means that the woman is the victim. But that's not the case, though. The case all the time. And a lot of times it's women fighting against men, being physical with their man. So that's why I say men and women. All right? Why do they resort to domestic violence? And the reason I wanted to do this is because not only has this been in the forefront in sports lately over the last few weeks with the NFL having their problems with domestic violence, and then even this morning, I just heard this morning that one of the players from the Charlotte Hornets basketball team I'm not going to call his name, but one of the players from the Charlotte Hornets basketball team was arrested last night or early this morning for domestic violence and destruction of private property. Team has already, you know, told him that he couldn't have anything to do with the team. He's not going to be able to participate in any team activities or anything until his case has been heard and he's been cleared or whatever. Okay. So and so the NBA is looking at what happened with the NFL. So they jumped right on it. As soon as they heard that their player was arrested for domestic violence, hey, they cut him at the legs right then. So and like I said, it's funny how things happen with my show. Is that, you know, you think that some of these guys are listening to my show, because I said, if I was the team and someone on my if I owned a team and someone on my team was arrested for domestic violence or something like that, then yeah, you're immediately cut from the team, and you know you're banned from the team until your case has been heard and you've been tried and everything's been cleared up with you through the courts before you can come back to the court or to the field. Y'all with me? So, you know, I think that's the best thing to do, because the only thing that these guys will hear or will feel is that if you cut them off from what they love and their money. But once that happens, then I think the tables will start to turn for a better way to go with domestic violence. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Why do men and women resort to domestic violence? Now, another thing that that I feel that the reason that men and women resort to domestic violence is a form of authority. You want to be dominant over the other person. Some people have that personality. You know, that's one of the personalities. There are four different types of personalities that people have, and you're one of them, okay? And one of those personalities is a dominant personality, someone who wants to be the decision maker, the ruler and everything over that. They want to be the top dog. So they have that type of personality. A lot of times I call it the little man syndrome. You know, you see a lot of these little guys, like little dogs, and they'll go after a dog three times their size. And just like some little guys, you know, they'll think that they can take on guys three times their size. And they have that little man syndrome where they feel inferior to people that are bigger and taller than they are. So a lot of men and women feel that they want to be the dominant one in the household or in the relationship. And if things don't go their way, or if you do something that they don't like, then you're going to hear from them, not only verbally, but you're going to hear from them physically. And when you know, there's different types of abuse. There's verbal abuse. There's also physical abuse. And so, you know, I'm not saying that verbal abuse is okay, because it's not. But a lot of people use verbal abuse against people rather than physical abuse. But when you start getting to be physical with someone, and verbal abuse usually leads to physical abuse. So then once you get to the physical abuse, that's problems start to come into play, and that's when the law starts to come into play, and you'll go to jail for it, okay? Now, just like I live, in Douglas County, okay, and I used to live in Cobb County, all right? In Cobb County, if you call the police, I don't know if it works here in Douglas County, but in Cobb County, if you call the police out to your house, say you and your wife or you and your significant other is fighting, and your wife calls the police, and when the police come out and you guys are into it, or you guys have been into it, they see some form of struggle or some type of injury, then both parties are going to jail. Okay? They aren't here to listen to who did this and who did that or whatever. The judge will figure that out. But if they got domestic violence in Cobb County, both parties are going to jail. And if you don't know that, hey, beware of that if you live in Cobb County. All right? But I think that when people resort to domestic violence, that it's a form of, I know you guys maybe have experienced a bully in your time. I know I did when I was growing up. I experienced a bully when I was in elementary school. And so things like that happen. And when these bullies get older, it's in the form of adult bullying, I think, as far as domestic violence goes. It's a form of adult bullying. And if you don't do anything about it, then it just gets bigger and bigger, more and more violent. And sometimes it can even lead to death of a man or a woman. So you definitely want to stay away from that. And I did this show. I'm doing this show simply because I want to tell my guys out there and my ladies out there is if you are that type of person, you need to get help. And if you're not going to get help, and if you can be conscious of what's happening when you get into that state of mind, try to walk away. Grab your things, get in your car, and leave for a while. Think about what's happening or what happened, and then come back. Now, I'm not saying, because if you beat on her, and she called the police, and you jump in your car and take off before the police get there, now you're still going to be a suspect, right? So they're gonna find you, all right? And they're gonna take you in. So before it gets to the height of having to slap someone, or hit someone with a fist, or hit someone with an object, a lamp, or pots or pans, or stab wounds or burning them with something, anything like that, then please try to figure out how to get out of there and go and cool off, okay? Because once you cool off and start thinking differently, then you probably won't get yourself into these altercations, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, because domestic violence is such a broad and general subject, I may do another show on this during the week, but who knows? I mean, every day is different for me. But I wanted to talk about this because, and I'll tell you this, when I was growing up, as a young kid, I saw domestic violence. I saw domestic violence at my house. Okay, my dad was physically an abuser. Okay, he wanted to, when he got to drinking. Okay, when he got to drinking, and then he'd come home, then he'd wanna push my mom around. Okay, but when he was when he wasn't drinking, he wasn't a bad guy. Okay? And there's something that my mom saw in him where that she, you know, she bared four kids with him. So there was something good that she saw in him. And I saw some good things in him too. But then that you know, that one bad thing of domestic violence conquers all, takes over all the good things that you've done. Okay? Once you hit a woman or once you hit a man, all the good things that you've done or the good times that you guys have had in the past, they go out the window. Okay? They go out the window. People can forgive you for that. Some can't. Okay? So if you don't want your good memories and your good times to be tossed out of the window in the blink of an eye, then guys, please, and women, please, just walk away. Leave it alone. Let it go. Or try to. Or if not, you know, sit yourself down and get help. You know, a lot of your jobs and things offer counseling and stuff like that for people that have problems with domestic violence. You know, it isn't just if you have problems with drugs and alcohol, but it's also if you have problems with domestic violence. You know, your job or your health care insurance probably covers that subject, okay, or that illness, or, you know, you're open to that counseling. So get it if you need it. Problems with domestic violence, or if you have anger problems, or you have, you know, some type of mental problem, try to get help, okay? Don't just keep riding on it and riding on it and riding on it, because if you do that, it only pushes you to another level and a level that you don't want to go to, I'm sure. And, you know, like I'm sure that the guy from the NFL, Ray Rice, I'm sure he's kicking himself every day saying, if I could go back to that elevator, I wouldn't have punched her. You know, if I could go back to that elevator, I would have grabbed her and restrained her until we got off the elevator and then got help. Okay? I mean, you know, you can't say what you would or wouldn't do in the heat of the moment. But all I'm saying is try to be aware. Try to be conscious of not throwing a punch or not throwing a slap or stabbing someone with a fork or grabbing a lamp and busting someone over the head with it. Those things are, you know, things that I think you can control if consciously think about it. Okay? Consciously think about it. And if you the more you stay away from that, the better you'll get. Okay? The more counseling you get on this, the better you'll get. And the more comfortable you'll feel with having an argument with someone. Everyone has arguments. Everyone has differences. But if you talk about it and tell people how you feel, I believe that things will get better. You'll do better in your relationship if you do handle it that way. Okay? Talk about it. Try to talk about it. Tell her, hey, baby, I don't like that. You know I don't like that. So, you know, we don't need to do that. Okay? Some women and some men push their significant other, push their spouses to certain levels. And a lot of you guys know that level that you can push them to. And a lot of people get to the edge of that stuff not by accident, but they do it just to push them to that point, okay? And that's not good, all right? So if you're that type of person that you will push your spouse or your significant other to their breaking point, or you push them close to their breaking point, then you got to look at yourself and say, hey, you know, he slapped me in the face, but, you know, I kept poking him in the chest and telling him he was doing wrong, this and that, and I know I pushed him to the limit. I know I did. And a lot of times it happens like that, okay? But a lot of times some people have such a quick temper that, you know, sometimes you may not have to do that. If you do it that first time, that first poke in the chest may set them off, you know? Or that first pull on her hair may set her off, okay? So you got to get to know someone and know their limits before you can try to push them to their limits. Because you don't, you know, when you meet someone, and I'm in the process of starting a book right now, and my book is going to be From Dating to Marriage, The Steps from Dating to Marriage, because a lot of young people out here don't know the steps from dating to marriage. You know, you hear about people meeting someone on the internet or online, and 2 weeks later, they're engaged to be married. 2 weeks. I mean, you can't even break in a good pair of shoes in 2 weeks, right? So how do you think you can meet someone, another human being, and get to know that human being in 2 weeks, or get to know all about that human being in 2 weeks? There's no way. So you got to give relationships time to like when you cook chicken or you bake chicken or you bake a roast or whatever, you don't cut the time down to this little bit amount of time. When you bake some chicken, cook it a certain amount of time. If you don't cook it long enough, it's going to make you sick. Same thing in a relationship. If you don't take the time to get to know someone, hey, it's going to make you sick, right? it may make you sick physically. It may make you sick mentally, but it's going to make you sick. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow right here again, 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves, guys. It's Monday, but Friday is just a few days away. See ya.
Granted and smile. Count my